efforts by local residents. As the Yokkaichi air pollution lawsuit progressed, there was some lobbying to file a second lawsuit, but plans had to be abandoned because the issue of compensation had not been settled yet. Air pollution victims and related groups, however, continue their anti-pollution activities to this day. Local residents are also taking action to ensure that the incident will not be forgotten in later years and that lessons learned will be put to good use. Efforts by companies. In conjunction with stricter enforcement of the Smoke and Soot Regulation Law from 1963, companies began implementing full-scale pollution prevention measures, focusing mainly on air pollution. Following recommendations made by the Kurokawa team, steps taken to reduce pollution included raising factory stack heights and reducing the sulfur content in fuels. Further, as technology advanced, various devices such as flue gas desulfurization facilities were installed. The pollution control agreement was concluded with the relevant authorities before the construction of the No. 3 petrochemical complex, which was later extended to include both the No. 1 and No. 2 complexes. Efforts by the authorities. The Japanese government passed the Basic Law for Environmental Pollution Control and drafted other laws to prevent environmental pollution. The Mie Prefecture and Yokkaichi City governments also implemented initiatives to improve the environment through surveys to investigate the causes of pollution and monitor pollution sites. In 1966, Yokkaichi City drafted the Urban Environmental Pollution Prevention Master Plan, and in 1971, revised related prefectural ordinances to introduce restrictions on the total pollutant load control of sulfur oxides, or SOx, even ahead of the central government. A compensation system for pollutant victims was enshrined in the Pollution-Related Health Damage Compensation Law, continuing the original system put in place by the city. Efforts by Yokkaichi City Assembly. By the time of the trial in September 1967, the Yokkaichi City Assembly at the time had received a total of 67 inquiries regarding responses to environmental pollution. Upon request from the local residents, in March 1964, the first select committee, the Urban Environmental Pollution Prevention Measures Committee, was established. The committee undertook initiatives such as submitting a written statement to the Japanese government regarding the prevention of environmental pollution. Further, it also engaged in deliberations regarding speedy implementation of relief for the pollution victims and issues such as the reclamation of public water areas and expansion of the petrochemical complex. Current state of air pollution. There were 11 areas nationwide with regulated total pollutant load control, and through the combined efforts of Yokkaichi's local residents, companies, and local authorities, the concentration of sulfur dioxide, or SO2, in Yokkaichi alone decreased in fiscal 1976 to levels specified by environmental standards. The low levels are being maintained even to this day. Atmospheric emissions of nitrogen oxides, or NOx, and suspended particle matter, or SPM, from vehicles continued to be an issue.